Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Elson. We're set as usual for our Saturday afternoon show. And, of course, now baseball is in full swing in the major leagues, the National League, and the American League. And the fans have something to do, and that is follow their favorite team every day. And if you're a baseball fan, it's great. If you're not a baseball fan, I hope you develop an interest in baseball because, believe me, it lasts a lifetime. And to follow your favorite team every day and to read the box scores as I do every morning is something you'll really enjoy. Our guest today, we're delighted to have him here at Northwest Federal, is Bill Buckner, one of the outstanding members of the Cubs and one of the outstanding players in the National League. We have many things to talk about with Bill. He'll be our guest in just about 1 minute. Very popular member of the Chicago Cubs. You know, with the season just underway, well, it's awfully hard to discount any team. Almost anything can happen in baseball. And, Bill, you've been in the game long enough to know that anything can happen in a ball game.
That's right. That's what the good thing about baseball, Bob, is that each year it starts over again and everybody's optimistic from first-place team all the way through the last-place team. And everybody has a chance and you start out and there's a lot of optimism, and again, as a Cub player, you know, we're optimistic. We feel that we have a competitive ball club, and we're going to be in the pennant race this year.
Well, that's really the way to look at it. Did you realize or did you have any idea 10 years ago that now you'd be a regular in the major leagues?
Well, I guess, Bob, I did, because this is my 11th year in the major leagues now. They've gone by awful fast, and it seems like I just started. But, you know, when I was a young little league player, I always had aspirations to play in the major leagues, and although I think a lot of young kids have that idea, but I was lucky enough to follow through with my desires and continued on into, you know, junior high school and high school, and was drafted by the Dodgers in 1968 and was fortunate enough to make it in the major leagues after just a year and a half in the minors.
How did you enjoy the Dodger organization?
Well, they were a good organization, probably one of the, you know, the better organizations in baseball. I've been lucky enough to play for two very good teams, two very good organizations. The biggest adjustment coming from the Dodgers was naturally the weather. I, you know, grew up in California and, you know, played in Los Angeles for eight seasons. And, you know, the weather's fantastic out there, and coming back here and getting used to the snow and the cold weather and a lot of rain, it was an adjustment.
Well, it's true. There's nothing as unpredictable as Chicago weather. Bill, the season is only a few weeks old. Pretty hard to evaluate or to knock any team out of contention, isn't it? You have to figure everybody's still got a chance.
Well, we would like to think that all the teams are going to be very competitive this year. That will give us an advantage. Each team will be knocking off the other teams. I doubt very seriously if there'll be one team that gets a big lead and runs away with it. I know the Cardinals have improved themselves, and Montreal showed last year they're competitive, and we're right in there until the last month of the season. And of course, the Pirates and the Phillies are, you know, the two favorite teams to go ahead but to win it.
Well, I was watching the Yankees on television the other night. You know, used to be the scourge of the Yankees, but you take a look at them today, they're just another team.
Right, they're going to be a good team, but they're not going to run away with it. George Steinbrenner signed some more players, but, you know, injuries and other things have a lot to do with it, plus other teams develop young players that come up, and, you know, I can't see, you know, anybody running away from Milwaukee this year or Boston or Texas. Some of these teams are going to be very competitive, and the Yankees are going to have a tough time.
What about the Cubs as you analyze it now, as you evaluate them and their chances and being a member of the Cub team? Are they strong in all departments? Do they have really enough, let's say, pitching to go to stay in contention?
Yeah, I think our pitching has improved as much as anything over last year. You take a look at some of our good young players that have come up. I think Mike Kruko and Denny Lamp are keys to our ball club, and they've had a couple years' experience, and I think they're both going to have outstanding seasons with the Cubs this year, and we've got a good young relief pitcher, Bill Cottle, that had some experience last year, and I think he's going to help the bullpen out tremendously this year. And then you've got, of course, Dick Tidrow and Suter, you know, veterans who are very skilled at their jobs, I think two of the best relief pitchers in the National League. So I think our pitching's going to be great. Of course, you got Rick Brushel, you know, who is one of the best right-handers in the league, and then we have Lynn McLaughlin and Will Hernandez, who is also starting this year. So our pitching's much better than I think people tend to give credit for, and I think defensively we're better this year, and we're going to score some runs.
Bill, the fans have seen you play first base and seen you outfield. What is your natural position?
Well, when I first came through baseball, I was a first baseman, and then the Dodgers had a player named Wes Parker who was in the top of his career when I came up, so I switched to the outfield and played there, and then when I came back to the Cubs, I moved to first base. So I've kind of switched around, and I feel very comfortable at first base now. I'd like to stay there, and you know, as you get a little older, you know, first base sounds a little better.
I think as you get older, it sounds a little nervous. Have some of those shots hit at you.
Well, I don't mind those. You know, I take pride in my fielding. I work at it, and
yeah, you're a good fielder.
Yeah, and I work on taking low throws and trying to help out the other infielders.
Where do you look for, let's say, a surprise in your division in the National League this year?
Well, Bob, honestly, I think any one of five teams could win it. I hate to discount the Mets, but they have a young team and they're building, and you know, who knows what would happen. I mean, they won the pennant a few years ago when no one suspected them. But I think any one of five teams has a good shot at winning our division. As I said, I think the Phillies and the Pirates have to be favored, but Montreal last year showed how strong they were, fighting the Pirates to the last day of the season. And the Cardinals with Bobby Bonds, they should be improved.
Yes.
Yes, he's going to add some power to that club, and they already had plenty of power to start out with.
Right. They've got some great hitters on the ball club, Keith Hernandez and Gary Templeton, and some of these fellows. You know, they've got a lot of 300 hitters, and of course, Ted Simmons drives everybody in. If he stays healthy, they're going to be very, very tough.
I've often wondered, looking at a first baseman and left-handed power hitter up there, if it concerns you to think, well, maybe he's going to hit it at me, maybe he's going to hit it down this way, what do you think?
Well, there are a couple of players in the league that you really respect. You know, Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, Willie McCovey, some of these guys who are very capable of hitting the ball hard and pulling it right down at first base, and especially when you're having to hold a runner on and you're, you know, you're only 90 feet away, and it makes you stay on your toes.
Now, Cincinnati's off to a terrific start.
Yeah, they always seem to win. No matter what happens, they lose free agents, and they seem to have an outstanding organization which develops young talent, and they get good young pitchers coming up through the organization. And, of course, they've got the Fosters and the Griffies and Concepciones that have been there and consistently do well. And they've improved themselves with Collins, who's doing a good job for them, playing center field now. And last year it was Ray Knight that came in and took over for Pete Rose and has turned into a 300 hitter. And Junior Kennedy, playing second base, is doing a great job for him. And, of course, Johnny Bench has been there forever and always does well, and I always respect him.
Yeah, he's really great. Just to remind the fans, what are the teams in your division?
Well, we have Pittsburgh and Montreal, Philadelphia, St. Louis, the Cubs, and the Mets.
Well, that's a pretty tough division. There are four teams in there that, as you say, could have a real shot at it.
Well, I would say there's actually five, Bob, that have a shot at winning this year. And all five of those teams, excluding the Mets, were in first place last year at one time or another throughout the summer.
What did you do during the wintertime?
Well, I immediately after the season was over, I went on a backpack elk hunting trip for a couple weeks just to get away and get back in the woods and relax. Then I went back. I have a ranch in Idaho, and that's where we went backpacking, and spent about a month and a half up there, and then came back to Chicago and started working out with weights and working in the gym and trying to get ready for the season.
There was a player before your time who had a ranch out there. He was with the Boston Red Sox. You know who I'm talking about? Jackie Jensen.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know Jackie very well. And Harmon Killebrew lives up there not too far from where I live.
And that's another one of my favorites. Really a great ball. He was a great, great hitter.
Yeah, he was consistent. He always got his good rips in there, and he was a classic. When he hit one, everybody knew it was out.
Bill, for a fellow, let's say, not you, I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about the consistent 220 or 225 hitter, why can't a hitter like that be helped? There are hitters like that that they never get over 230 in their major league career. What is it about that? Why can't they be helped?
Well, I think that, you know, if we have to get to the major leagues, you develop certain habits on your fundamentals. And when you get to older, they're a little tougher to break than when you're a young player. And the hitting's a lot psychological, and a lot of guys don't have the confidence. They just don't feel that they can hit higher. They feel that they're a 230 hitter. And if you feel you're a 230 hitter, you're going to hit 230. You have to be confident in yourself, and you have to be aggressive. And I think that's the problem with a lot of guys. They don't have the confidence.
Do the hitters have any fear up there?
Well, I think every hitter would be lying if he didn't say that he had a certain amount of fear and respect for the pitcher. Anytime you're hitting off a Nolan Ryan or a J.R. Richards or a John Candelaria, something like that, that can throw the ball very hard, you respect them because you know that if they beamed you in the head, they could put you out permanently. So you have to have respect and for the pitcher. I wouldn't say it's fear, but it's more of respect.
Is the business of left-handed hitters against right-handers rather than left-handers, is that over-exaggerated? How do you do? You hit from...
Well, I generally hit just as well off both type pitchers, but you know, I feel a little more comfortable hitting off right-handed pitchers, but I have to concentrate a little bit more against left-handers, which probably does me better. I know a couple of years ago I hit .391 against left-handed pitching, which I was phenomenal. I couldn't believe it, I think it depends on the type of hitter you are. If you're the type of hitter that stays in there and doesn't bail out, then you'll hit both pitchers well. But if you're the kind of hitter that bails out, steps away from the plate, then you'll have trouble with that particular type of pitcher.
Yeah. Bill, how does this year's Cub team compare with last? What's different about it?
Well, I think our pitching is a little bit better, and I think pitching is very important in baseball, 60, 70, 80% maybe. So our pitching's improved, so I think our ball club's greatly improved. And basically, we're young throughout the infield. I'm the oldest guy at 30. We've got, DeJesus and Oliveros and now Lenny Randle. These are, relatively young guys that are getting better all the time. And, the Cubs have, Bob Kennedy, since he's been there, he's been trying to get a winning team together and been making a lot of trades. And now some of us have been together for a few years, and you develop a little camaraderie and feeling of a team, and I think that's important.
You know, I'd like to see Bob Kennedy get a break. He's been one of my favorite people in baseball for the last 20 or 25 years. I was doing the White Sox games when he came into the big league.
Yeah, I think Bob's done a good job, and I think he's taken some unfair criticism, but he's in a position to get a lot of criticism. He's the boss and runs things, and I think he's done a good job since he's been there. You look at the trades he's made. He's made some what I consider pretty good trades, and he developed a contending ball club. But the last 3 years since he's been there, and since I've been here, we've been competitive. We've been somewhat in first place or competing, throughout the season, and they've been exciting years. Although, when you're in first place and then you slip back down, it's a little disappointing and depressing for the fans and the players as much. But that's part of the game, and we think that we're improving and we're going to have a strong season.
Well, I hope they do. Our guest today, and we're delighted to have him, is one of the outstanding members of the Cubs, Bill Buckner, who is our guest today at Northwest Federal. We'll be back with our guest in just a moment. Our guest today at Northwest Federal, and we're delighted to have him, is one of the outstanding ball players in the National League and a member of the Cubs, Bill Buckner, who is our guest here today. Bill, looking around the league, and I know as a major league ball player, you must evaluate some of the other people around the league that you see from time to time, and a guy like, well, you mentioned a fellow like Willie Stargell. It's like he's going to go on forever.
Yeah, I really have to respect a man like Willie Stargell, not only as from his ball playing, but he's a great person. And although, he doesn't quite hit like he used to, he still does an excellent job, but I think the biggest job that he does with that ball club is he keeps everybody happy, keeps everybody in line, everybody respects him, and what Willie says goes, and he keeps the Pirates going. He keeps their attitudes always optimistic and aggressive. Yeah. And he does a fantastic job with the Pirates, and I think that he is their most valuable player. Although you take individual talent, Dave Parker is probably the best ball player in the league that I feel now. He's strong and he can run, throw, hit, and he likes to play and plays aggressively, and he's probably a great, outstanding player. Then you've got so many good players now. George Foster, you know, he's always knocks in 100 runs and hits 30 or 40 home runs, and great athlete. And then, of course, Dave Winfield is probably one of the top five baseball players now all around, you know, because he can run and throw and hit and hit with power. New players, you got Keith Hernandez, who came into his own last year, had a fantastic season. You know, these are guys that you respect, and you know, just hope that you know, someday you can have a year like they had.
Yeah, he really had a tremendous year. You know, Bill, as you evaluate baseball and a player's lifetime in the big leagues, it must go by very fast. As you recognize it, and you've seen other players who maybe were playing when you came into the big leagues, what goes first on a big league ball player? His legs, his eyesight, what goes first?
Well, it varies, but I mean, you know, of course, the biggest tragedy in baseball now, and which has always been, is the pitcher's arm. It's such a delicate thing, and a pitcher can be, take, you know, Fidrich, for example. You know, you can be on top of the world there one week, and then the next week you can be completely gone. I thank God that I'm not a pitcher. I couldn't take that. You know, like myself personally, you know, I've had leg problems, but because I was able to still play good defense and, you know, and hit, you know, I've been able to compensate by doing those things well. You know, some player, you take a player like Frank Tavares from the Mets, who is a great ball player, but he depends heavily on his legs. And, you know, if he were ever to seriously have a leg injury or something like that, would really hurt his game. Or, you know, somebody like Dave Kingman, it would be less likely to go out of the game quickly because, you know, he's a power hitter and he lives off his home run, although he is becoming a much better hitter all the time. You know, he hit 280-something last year, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he hit 300. He has the capabilities of doing that. But somebody like that, you know, is less likely. You know, Dave's a slender guy. He doesn't have a tendency to get fat. Something like that can stay around for a long time. Then there are other guys that have a tendency to just get overweight and they just can't do anything about it. And that moves them out of the game. You know, it just depends on what type of player you are. If you're a speed player, if your legs go south on you, you're in trouble. If you're a pitcher, naturally your arm can go bad. And especially if you're a power pitcher, someone who, you know, lives off his fastball.
Yeah.
You know, someone who doesn't throw as hard but is more of a finesse pitcher can afford to have somewhat of a sore arm because they can, you know, work with different pitchers. But someone like Nolan Ryan, if he were to lose his fastball, he would be in trouble.
I should say, you never had a chance, but I'm sure you heard about him because he was one of the great managers of all time, Joe McCarthy, and a very, very close friend of mine. He was very, very demanding about a ball player's coming to training camp in shape. He didn't want you to come to camp 20 or 25 pounds overweight and try to work it off. And they had to send a card every week to Joe McCarthy. At the end of the season, 1 week later, they sent a card to him about their weight. And, you know, I rather think that was a good idea.
Well, I think so. I think today, though, I think ball players are more concerned about their physical condition. There's more guys working out with weights. You don't have the guys coming to spring training 20 or 30 pounds overweight. Where, as I understood, guys before and, you know, 20 years ago or 15 years
ago. Yeah, in the Ruth era.
They used to come to spring training, you know, just to get in shape. They'd come, you know, overweight 10 or 15 pounds and go down to Florida and, you know it's going to be hot and humid and to lose the weight. But nowadays it's becoming very competitive, not only because the salaries are so good now, and a lot of athletes want to get into baseball, but you've got more athletes from all over the world now coming from all the different Latin countries, and these are guys that, you know, that are hungry to play and hungry to make it, and they're not spoiled, and they work hard and they play baseball the year round. So it's very competitive now, and guys know that if they don't get in top physical form, then there's a good chance that they're going to have their job taken away.
So who is the player rep in the Cubs?
That's yours truly, me.
Are you? Well, you're the man to ask then. you anticipate any trouble. You know, in the papers and on radio, there's been talk of a strike and all that sort of thing, and maybe the game delayed or something. What do you hear?
Well, basically, right now we're kind of in a stalemate. The negotiations are going kind of slowly, but they still have time to work things out. You know, they still have a few weeks, and I think everybody wants to work it out. Not only the people in the front office, but all the players. They want to get they want to continue playing. We don't want to strike, and if there's any way that we can do to work it out, we're going to do it.
I'm sure they would. By the way, what about some of your responsibilities as a player rep?
Well, basically right now my biggest responsibility is to keep everybody informed on how the negotiations are going and get everybody's opinion and take votes and so forth, and that's my biggest responsibility right now. But after the negotiations are taking place, you know, I handle all the complaints, things that they need to talk to Marvin Miller about, all the doctor and dental insurance, Just little complaints here and there.
Well, anyway, it's enough in your spare time to keep you occupied, isn't it?
Right. You know, it takes up time, and especially this year on year on negotiations. Had to go 5 or 6 times, you know, to different parts of the country for meetings, and then calling all the players and letting them know what's going on, and then having meetings of our own in spring training. It takes up a lot of time, but, you know, I felt that I had a responsibility after playing, you know, in the major leagues for quite a while, that I had a responsibility to
You were happy to assume it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to make it a permanent thing. I think that, you know, I've had it for a year's time, you know, possibly sometime during the season we'll move somebody else in there.
Bill, do you feel, as an active ball player, that the time is too long in spring training?
Well, actually, you know, if everybody went to spring training and, you know, played the games and got in shape, spring training is a little bit too long, I think, for the average player. I think the pitchers need some time. Maybe they can go a little bit earlier. But then you've got guys, say, like Jerry Martin this year, who, you know, had, you know, his knee was bad. And he missed the first 3 weeks of spring training, and he needed that extra week to play a few games. And same with Barry Foote. Some of these guys that miss, so you're not guaranteed that everybody's going to stay healthy. And then, if the spring training was only 3 weeks or something like that, somebody might have to go into the season without any training.
Yeah, you know, Martin does a real good job out there in center field.
I think that he's a little bit underrated. I think Jerry is a very good athlete, and he doesn't have blazing speed, but he runs better than everybody gives him credit for, and he has very good. Judgment on fly balls. He very seldom is fooled and has a ball hit over his head, and I think he does a good job. I think that's just important, being able to know how to play center field as having, say, raw talent and speed. And somebody like Rick Miller from the Angels, who is very similar to Jerry, who is a very good center fielder, but you know they don't have outstanding speed. Somebody like Gary Maddux, but because they have such good knowledge of the hitters and they get such a good jump on the ball and know how to play the hitters. That makes up for it, and I think Jerry does a very, very good job for it.
I'm sure he does. Our guest today, we're delighted to have him, is Bill Buckner of the Cubs, visiting us here at Northwest Federal. We'll be back with our guest in just about 1 minute. Did I give you the... Our guest today at Northwest Federal, and we're delighted to have him, is one of the outstanding members of the Cubs in the National League, Bill Buckner. And don't sell this team short. As Bill and I have been talking about it here, it's too early really to evaluate all the teams, but certainly right now every team has a shot. And if the pitching does develop, and you know it takes a lot of breaks too, Bill, you know that.
Really, I think the team that can stay most healthy throughout a season is the team that's going to have the best shot. And, you know, Preston seems to be playing a lot of players now, and it's going to keep everybody strong. And if somebody does get hurt, then you have replacements who have played to go in and play. I know that we have players that are a little upset that they're not playing now, but, you know, Scott Thompson and Steve Ontiveros, who I feel are very good ball players and, you know, should have a chance to play regularly. But you can only play 8 guys at a time, and... you know, I'm sure that they're going to be in there, and if we're going to win, we're going to have guys like that coming in there and getting the big base hits for us and playing good baseball.
Well, baseball history has proven that you got to have a good bench, And I'm sure that the manager is going to work these guys in from time to time so they stay active.
Right. You know, we need to keep everybody sharp. Everybody has to play. And, you know, if you're going to win, it's going to take a team effort, and you're going to have to guys come in and get the pinch hits and go in and play a couple innings. You know, you need guys like Steve Dillard and Mick Kelleher, Larry Bittner, guys that, you know, are veterans that know how to play, and if you call on them in late innings or if they have to start games for some reason, then they're going to, you know they're going to do the job.
Yeah. Bill, I want to thank you very much for being our guest here at Northwest Federal. You got a lot of friends out here, and a lot of fans are pulling for you and the Cubs, and hope you fellows and really have a great season.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bill. Our guest at Northwest Federal, we've been delighted to have him, one of the outstanding ball players in the National League and a member of the Cubs, Bill Buckner. Well, have a nice day. And now this is Bob Elson saying goodbye until next weekend at our usual time.